It's encouraging to know that at the start of this new year of 2023, major issues are being raised by my members of Congress. For the past year, the GOP has pounded their fists of fury over immigration and inflation, the big I's. So when they finally gain control of the House, you might expect legislation to be advanced on those two hot-button fronts. Plenty of time the last couple years to plan for policy directives. And well, they might have, my friend, if not for more pressing, far more urgent priorities the American people need addressed first. Gas. No, not gasoline and its high price. Natural gas. Propane. The gas used in stoves to cook your eggs. Rumors started spreading that the government was considering incentives to move our household chefs from their gas stoves to electric ones. The reasoning had something to do with eventually transitioning to alternative energy sources. The Republicans cried foul, claimed it was more government meddling in our lives, and then passed resolutions banning abortions, which apparently is not meddling in our lives. I have a gas stove, full disclosure. I like the thing. I've had electric stoves too, and I like those. And just so I'm completely transparent, we still got a wood kitchen stove. They all work fine. They all boil water for tempests like this in a teapot. I could stand outside on my porch and rant and rave about the government wanting to force my neighbors to stop using wood stoves, something the government mandates during warm air inversions. But something in that just doesn't ring true. Like I'm manufacturing outrage for a non-existent problem in order to camouflage that I may be moving my property line into my neighbor's woods. The neighbors probably don't mind a little extra soot in their air anyway. This is the political climate of 2023. Hot stove issues about insignificant problems. Today it's gas ovens. Tomorrow it's candles. Either way, we can light up social media. Plenty of heat to warm our houses.